Jesus went to Galilee and began to preach, calling the people for repentance, because the kingdom of God was at hand. Fulfilling in that way what the prophet Isaiah had said, and that we heard in the first reading. And then the gospel related us how he went by the sea and called the first disciples and apostles, Simon and his brother Andrew, and then James and his brother John. My brothers and sisters, since the day of our baptism, we all are called to be disciples of Jesus. We all are called to follow him. And that call is not only for us, priests or deacons or religious. No, that call is for all baptized people. That is the first point that I want to make it clear. Everybody who has been baptized is called to be a disciple of Jesus. It means all of us. I suppose that everybody is baptized. Maybe a few children or a few babies had to be baptized, but most of us, we are baptized. So we are called to be disciples of Jesus. Now let us see how can we be disciples of Jesus. Called to be disciples of Jesus, walking in the light, living a life free of darkness, free of sins. I know it's difficult. We all try, and we strive to live without sin, and we sin every day. But we are called to be witness of that light, and to be free of darkness and any kind of slavery. You may tell me, Father, but now there is no slavery. There is. We have developed new kinds of slavery, sometimes to technology, sometimes to the news, to the TV, to the mass media, sometimes to food, sometimes to drink, sometimes to games or to gamble. Those are different kinds of slavery, and we are called to be free of those, to be disciples of Jesus. Rejoicing always in the Lord, and having a life full of joy and peace, knowing that he, Jesus, is that great light. He is for us. That great light is for us. And that he is our salvation. So the first call, being disciples, is to be witness of that light, promoting light and promoting life at all levels. In the second reading of St. Paul to the Corinthians, there is a very clear call. We are called to be his disciples, working for unity and avoiding anything that can divide us. I will say this again. We are called to be his disciples, working for unity and avoiding anything that can divide us. as St. Paul was saying to the Corinthians, we all belong to Jesus Christ. We do not belong to Cephas, or to Paul, or to Apollo, or to this, or to that one. We all belong to Christ, who is the one who died for all of us. Division has been a shadow in the history of the church and in the history of Christian community since the beginning. Since the beginning. We heard that from Paul. People were divided. Some were trying to follow Cephas or Simon, others Apollo, others Paul, or other of the apostles. So division has been always in the history of the church. And it is still a big challenge among the different Christian denominations. We are not united. And there is still a challenge among the Catholic Church itself in our time. What can we do? What can us do for unity in the country, in my family, in our community, and among the church? Being disciple of Jesus is working then for unity and avoiding division. We are called to be also his disciples, seeing the signs of the kingdom and doing our part in building it up in our time. Sometimes in our life, we see only what is bad and negative around us, and we complain. It's not good. We complain. Before it was better. We are not seeing the goodness. We are ignoring the signs of the kingdom. That is everything that is good, worthy, noble, and valuable around us. We have to open our eyes. I used to joke about my eyes, that I had a big eyes. It's a gift from God to be able to see. We are invited to have big eyes, to be able to see the signs of the kingdom among us, to be able to see what is good in our community, to be able to see what is good in my family, in my own life, and of course, in the country and in the world. And you know, the kingdom of God is a non-end project. Jesus called us for repentance. That is the first thing needed for the kingdom, repentance. And then we all have a role to play in the life of the church and in building up the kingdom proclaimed by Jesus. And we have the responsibility to build that kingdom among us. It's not only to wait that the kingdom will be given to us. No, we have to do our part in building up that kingdom among us with our actions, with our respect for others, with our love and commitment to our family, to our community, to our countries, with our service. Service is a sign of the kingdom, and we build the kingdom when we try to serve those around us. with our generosity. And when I say generosity, it's not only about money. It's the generosity with my time, the generosity with the talents that God has given me. And I can use them to the service of others and to the service of the community. And we build up the kingdom of God when we have a life that is living in a worthy way. So very clear call today. Call to be his disciples, being witness of light and life, working for unity and avoiding division, building up the kingdom of God with our life. Heavenly Father, strengthen our faith to listen to the call of your Son and give us the generosity to be his disciples today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.